Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio and Voices for Justice for Thursday, September 10th, 2009. I'm your host, Michelle Bart, and for the next 30 minutes, I have some rants and some raves. And if you would like to join in this discussion tonight, please call in at 347-838-8622 or listen to us at blogtalkradio.com/helpingheroes. First and foremost, I'd like to apologize to everyone for the change of show times and day. I was on a plane yesterday. This week has been one of the best feelings I have had in a whole year. As most of you know, I own a national marketing and public relations company called Helping Heroes, and traditionally we represent nonprofits and small businesses and getting them visible. But this past year, my focus has been helping law enforcement and families of missing loved ones keep the faces and cases visible through media, internet, grassroots efforts, etc. And nothing could have been happier than this past Sunday when Benjamin Kaiser Griffin, a 9-year-old energetic and very smart boy, from Chandler, Arizona, became one of these faces on May 31st when he was abducted by his father, James Kaiser. So after about 3.5 months of working with his mother, Shelley, Ben was reunited with his mom on Sunday. And I can't tell you what a feeling that is. Our friends at EquiSearch, Tim Miller, and VK9 Search and Rescue, and class kids, etc. They may know that feeling, but for me, this past year of having many funerals to attend and just a lot of heartache for the families that we've worked with so much, not have happy endings. This one was very happy this past week. And if you go to my Facebook account, you can see some of the pictures. Ben is a great kid, and we welcome him home. But this show is Voices for Justice, and as all of you know, I'm a publicist, and these days a pissed-off publicist, and nothing could make me happier than to see Ben get off that airplane this past weekend, and I'd like to thank Chandler Police Department in particular, Detective Chris Kuipert, and the Crown Plaza, San Marcos, for all you did to let Ben be a kid this week, and all the media outlets that helped to keep his face and case visible the last 3.5 months, whether you're in Hawaii, Washington, Arizona, California, or in Florida, where James Kaiser was picked up. Kaiser was picked up in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and was arrested because there was 3 warrants out for his arrest. There was a $50,000 cash bond, which this is all new to me too, but it wasn't your traditional 10% up on the table and you could get out. He had to post $50,000, but that was lifted this week in South Florida, and he was released yesterday morning. So as I was getting off the plane to hear that, I questioned it when the detective called me to tell me he was out. Is there ever going to be any justice with this particular case? And it reminded me of a case of Duncan and Jack Connolly in Illinois. You know, it's easier to get a child that's been abducted and kidnapped from a stranger on news, especially national news, than it is a domestic-related case. But in my estimate, and I'm not a parent, but I am a very proud aunt, and either way, to me, If you're a parent, that's a privilege, folks. That is a privilege. And if you're going to take on that honor of calling yourself a mom or a dad, then if you take the law into your own hands because things aren't working out in custody battles and you kidnap your son or your daughter, you're just as to blame as the stranger down the street that did the same thing. And if you believe that, I want to hear from you too. So feel free and give me a call at 347-838-8622, because this is Voices for Justice. And the bottom line is, when you kidnap and abduct a child and take them away from their own home, where's the justice in that? Where's the justice? In Duncan and Jack's case, you know, it was no different. Amy, the mother, had a lot of restraining orders. The case itself, the father did not have unsupervised visits. He had to be at the police department, and he had to be there with a supervised visit. But because he was able to get into his own apartment and get a job, it then became unsupervised. And the weekend that he had his boys, as many of you probably recall, he took the lives of Duncan and Jack, his 7 and 9-year-old sons, and then his own. So then the mother is left to continue the fight for justice. All signs are there. All signs were there for Shelley. But here we are, folks. The criminals are getting that ticket to pass go. And I say, what the hell is up with this? What is up with this? Look at the J.C. Dugard case. 18 years. Where was the justice in that? We can blame it on the Phillips and the Nancys of the world, but where was the people that were checking that house? As John Stossel says, give me a break. You know, and Guido is now up there saying he's not guilty. You know, what do you mean you're not pleading guilty? You know, you sound like Melissa Huckabee. You know, I just don't get it, folks. Where are we going wrong? You know, there's great organizations out there like Instant Amber. If you go to instantamber.com or amberready.com or National Center for Missing and Exploited Children or take25.org, these are wonderful organizations out there trying to educate and keep kids safe before tomorrow never comes for us to be wondering what we did wrong, where did we go wrong. And yet here we are. Melissa Huckabee, Philip and Nancy Guido, Michael Connolly, James Kaiser. What in the hell is this world coming to? You know, what in the world is this world coming to? I just don't get it. Is it just me? I mean, you know, I just can't understand what parents are going through. A couple of these parents have some search efforts going on this weekend. One is Melissa Baum, the mother of Lindsay Baum in McCleary, Washington. If you want to find out more about the search efforts, it goes on from Friday through Sunday. You can go to findlindsaybaum.com. Lindsay is 11 years old, was kidnapped not too far from her house, and she hasn't been seen or heard from since. So if you're looking to make that difference, if you're looking to have that voice for justice, lend that helping hand this weekend to Melissa and all of her volunteers out in McCleary, Washington. If you're a business, I encourage you, whether it's for Lindsay, for Amber, for Vincent, for Brittany, and for the other 100,000 children that are still missing and their parents are fighting each day, if you're a business, donate a case of water. Donate a canopy. You know, donate some Gatorade. Lend a helping hand, folks. Command centers don't come cheap. You know, helping hands don't come cheap. all the wonderful nonprofits out there, you know, we get a lot of backlash when we offer our services. I don't get that. I don't get that. You know, I've been in this field for over 20 years. I don't have the means to go out and post a $100,000 reward to a lot of the cases. But I do have time to spare and lend a helping hand to get their faces and cases visible. Is that so wrong? But yet, these wonderful organizations like Tim Miller and Texas Equisearch, and again, VK9, Scent Specific Search and Rescue on the East Coast, Class Kids, National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, Instant Amber, Amber Ready, and I'm going to keep naming them. I'm not trying to sell their services. I'm trying to tell you that these are wonderful organizations doing a wonderful thing, and unless you lend that helping hand, folks, you really don't know what all of it entails. You really, truly don't. So if you have a chance, become a volunteer with one of those nonprofits. Donate $5 or donate your time. This is a time for change in America, and we need your help. These kids need your help. These kids need your help. 2,100 kids kidnapped and abducted every day in America. And I ask, why? Why? I don't get it. One of these teenagers, 17-year-old Vincent from Glendora, California. Glendora, a place I called home for 15 years. A place that I wanted to run for city council. A place that's pride of the foothills. And he leaves with a friend to go to the library and never have been seen or heard from since in the last 2 weeks. If you want to lend a hand in Glendora, California, and you're in Southern California, get out there and be pride of the foothills and help this family that's lost for words at this point. Lost for words. Join them at 7 a.m. Saturday morning next to 31 Flavors in Glendora. Again, that's for Vincent, missing teenager, 17 years of age, a proud student of Glendora High School. I know you folks in Glendora High. I know you. Get out there. Get out there. There's not a weekend that goes by. Those kids are on a street corner shooting to go to the Rose Parade or the Macy's Day Parade. So now get out there and fight for one of your own. 7 a.m. Saturday morning at 31 Flavors in Glendora. Lindsay Baum, again, this weekend, Friday through Sunday, 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. in McCleary, Washington. Go to findlindsaybaum.com. Amber Dubois, you know, a case that I'm working on. San Diego, California, a wonderful place. Escondido Police Department, wonderful people working so hard to find the answers of how a child, a 14-year-old girl, could be going to school one day at 7:10 a.m., 300 yards from the front door of her school, and no one sees her again? Come on, people. Come on. Get out there and lend a helping hand. Amber Dubois needs you. Lindsay Baum needs you. Brittany Drexel needs you. Going away on spring break, and then all of a sudden, it comes to an end and nobody knows where she is. No way. Jennifer Kessie. Haley Cummings. Let's stop dealing in the drama of all of these cases and start dealing with the objective, bringing these children home. I love Nancy Grace, and I love Jane, and I love CNN, and I'm their biggest fan. And I know what they have to do in order to be on the air. But folks, if it wasn't for them, these faces wouldn't still be visible each and every day, despite the facts. I know some of you have written in, why do you plug them and all of this, but the bottom line is, despite the facts that they have to carry both sides of the coin, whether it's the drama of the domestic issues going on with family or the case itself, the bottom line is that child's face is visible at all times. There's not another network on television that has as much airtime on missing children as CNN. And that's a good segue, because now my blood pressure is skyrocketing, to congratulating some of our friends at CNN. Nancy Grace, for one. Congratulations to her on her first, on her recent book, making it on the New York bestseller list again. If you haven't checked it out, go to Barnes & Noble, go to her website, pick up a copy of 11th Victim. You know, I get a lot of emails from people, you know, she's a prosecutor, blah, blah, blah. Yes, she is, but she is first a mother, and she is somebody you want on your team if your child goes missing. So pick up 11th Victim. Jane Velez, also host of HLN's Issues, has a book out, I Want. September is National Addiction Recovery Month. If you have a friend or a loved one dealing in alcohol, drugs, food, sex, this is a book that is a must. So go out and grab yours at a local bookstore or go to Jane's website. We all have issues, folks. We all have issues in our families. The difference between your family, my family, and families like the Cummings and other families that we can discuss tonight, you're not on the hot seat. You don't have a missing child. All of our lives can be put under a microscope. I have a lot of alcohol in my family. My mom is a recovering addict herself, and she is a whole different person. 3 years she's been clean and sober, and we love the book I Want. So go out and read it today, and remember, if you have a loved one or a friend that needs help, get them help. September is a perfect month for that, being National Addiction Recovery Month. We have some other events coming up in 2010, so save the date. We have the Human Trafficking Conference in Portland, Oregon, which I'm the co-chair of. That's January 9th. We also have the National Vigil for Hope. And my hope is, folks, that all missing people would be home by May 15th of next year, but that's not reality, unfortunately. But National Vigil for Hope, we will be hosting again Saturday, May 15th, 2010. And we are going to start a new program with one of our clients at Living Beyond Organic. Christina will be joining us on September 16th, 3 p.m., right here at Blog Talk Radio, Tea Time with Tina. So grab your tea or your coffee, whichever you prefer, and come on out and listen to us for an hour, and let Christina tell you a little bit about how she saved her husband's life. And when the doctors are in awe, then you know you must have a winning product. So she has a different way of living, and if you're open to Living Beyond Organic, Tea Time with Tina, September 16th at 3 p.m. here at Blog Talk Radio. As I was saying earlier, you know, what is going on? You know, we're all under a microscope. There's cameras everywhere, folks, you know, but yet people still continue to do dumb things, you know. Look at Duval, you know, California State Assembly, speaking about having sex with two women, a married man himself, you know, and these are the people that we vote for. Yeah, we all make mistakes, folks. We live up to them. But in this particular case, he resigned today. So I don't know if that is a rant or a rave for all you Californians out there, but I know we could be ranting a lot about Prop 8, and that will be another show coming up in the next couple months. But again, You have the power to make a difference. You have the power to be the change you wish to see in the world, as Gandhi said. And listening to this, the news constantly and what's on there, you know, I don't know what to say anymore. It's like the world is falling apart at the seams. I pray that JC Dugard and her two children can get through the tough times that are ahead, but I think we all know that she got through the toughest times, and she's a survivor. We have a lot of faces of hope out there. If you go to nationalvigilforhope.org and click on Faces of Hope, you will see some of the faces that have been able to come out of the devastation and the years and the months and the days of searching for folks, such as Elizabeth Smart or Sean Hornbeck. These are faces of hope, folks, and whether your name is Amber Dubois, Brittany Drexel, Lindsey Baum, whether your name is Benjamin Kaiser Griffin, you know, or Jamie Grissom, there's always hope. There's always hope, and we need to hang on to that. And we need your help. We need your help. We need a helping hand. These organizations need a helping hand. So today I ask you to please call your local charities. Please call, join in some of these search efforts, and make that difference. This wasn't what the show was going to be about tonight, but, you know, these families need help. These families need help, and it's not always financial support that they need. They need a helping hand. So put yourself in their shoes. And speaking of which, some shoes that are going to be very hard to fill. Charles Gibson, congratulations on your retirement. We congratulate our friend Diane Sawyer, that in January of 2010 will be taking the seat at ABC World News. And again, just another rave. All of these women I've mentioned this evening are media divas, at least in my opinion. They're media divas. Not only do they get you the news each and every day, they're also making a difference in the world. So we congratulate Diane Sawyer as well. And then, unless you're hiding under a rock, folks, today's news about American Idol. Wow. Holy cow. Who saw that one coming? Ellen DeGeneres, congratulations on being your next American Idol judge. That is, I don't know what to say. Fox News in Orlando put out a blog, and people were answering it. And bottom line, we'll see how it goes. I can't wait to see her up against Simon. But that definitely will put a damper on my Facebook blogs and things of that nature with not knowing what Paulo was always going to say. So, but congratulations to Ellen. Ellen also is one of those media divas and Emmy Award winning folks that make a difference in the world. These aren't people that just say things, they do things. Are you action? Can you make a difference in the world? Do you just talk about it or do you do it? We have no callers on the line tonight, and that's fine. That's perfectly fine. But we want to hear from you. So join us next week or a couple weeks from now when we have your media divas right here on blogtalkradio.com/helpingheroes. Another rant, and you're going to hear this coming up in a couple weeks as well. We'll have a whole show dedicated to this with a senator's office. Sarah Cruzan. She gets more punishment than the Philip Greedos of the world. She was kidnapped at 11 years old, folks. Just like JC. Just like Lindsay. Kidnapped at 11. Raped over and over. Sold into trafficking. Some may say, oh, she's a prostitute. Others will say, she's forced to do it. Folks, she's 11, okay? Give me a break. Kidnapped at 11, raped and sold into trafficking. By the time she was 16 and no one was helping to rescue her, she took the law into her own hands and killed her pimp and kidnapper. Is this right? Is this wrong? Yeah, she did a crime. She shouldn't have taken the law into her own hands. I get that. I get that. But to get life without the possibility of parole, is this really justice, folks? Come on. Put yourself in her shoes. Your daughter has been kidnapped at 11 years old, raped over and over again, sold in trafficking, sex with strangers over and over again, beaten to a pulp over and over again, and she kills her pimp, and she won't see daylight? Give me a break. And Guido got out in 11 years? Where's the justice? Where is the justice? And you're going to hear more and more about this case because this just does not sit well with me. And if you're a parent out there or you're somebody that has a heart, you should be calling in to this phone call, this line right now, 347-838-8622. I'm not saying she should have taken the law into her own hands. I go back and forth on the death penalty and all of this. I get all of that. But give me a break. Where's the justice in that? Where's the justice? And we hope to have a show in the next couple weeks on this particular issue with Sarah Cruzan. Google her, folks. Google her, or better yet, go to Good Search and punch in one of your favorite charities so that they get a little kickback from every time you do a search. But either way, punch in Sarah Cruzan and search her. Senator Yee in California has been an advocate for this young lady, and I'm happy to be part of his team. And in a couple weeks, you'll hear more here at Blog Talk Radio, Voices for Justice. Rants and raves. You could do this show for a whole year with all the things that have come out. But I just leave you with this. Are you a helping hero? Are you? Are you a helping hero? If you are, please lend a helping hand. Lend a helping hand and make a difference today. Thank you for joining us on Voices for Justice, and we'll see you next week. Have a good week.